Parshas Vayakhel.
Please come back to the Shabbos table. Let's go. It's time for the fish now.
Shlomo, if you pass me the chrein.
When I'm finished, I'll pass you the chrein. First, I'm taking it for myself.
Shlomo, every time I ask you something, you always have to give me an answer. Just pass me the chrein, would you?
I said when I'm finished.
Children, please. It's the Shabbos Suda now.
You know, Tal, it was really cold outside this morning.
It wasn't even cold.
Shlomo, anytime I say something, you have to make some kind of a comment.
Because I want to, all right?
Please! Stop it! All right. Isaac, you want to sing the new niggun for Menucha V'Simcha?
No! Not again, Tal. It takes him so long to sing that niggun.
Every time I want to do something, it takes too long. When you want to say Yipshafla, it doesn't take too long. When you're...
Children, please stop!
Can't take it anymore. Everything I do, he bothers me. I get so angry. Anyway, you're not allowed to do that. Look what you're doing with the paper. You're ripping it. You're being Machal Shabbos.
And you know something? I think you're also being a little Machal Shabbos now. In a different way.
Me? What am I doing? Shlomi's ripping the paper.
He didn't mean to rip it. Shlomi, stop that.
But how was I being Machal Shabbos?
Well, the Pasuk says, Leisevaru Eish, B'chol Moshvei Seichem, Beyond the Shabbos, you shall not kindle fire in any of your dwellings on the Shabbos day.
I didn't kindle any fire, Dad.
You didn't. But according to the Shloah HaKadosh, you did. The Shloah HaKadosh says that the entire week it is prohibited for a person to get angry. Chazal tell us, one who gets angry and allows anger to overwhelm his whole being and he loses control of himself, it's like he serves idols.
Oh.
Yes, oh. The Chafetz Chaim says, one allows anger to take him over, he's metame every part of his body.
What does that have to do with Shabbos?
And the Shloah HaKadosh says that especially on Shabbos, you're not allowed to get angry. And he quotes the Zohar that says, Lo Sivaru Eish, you should not kindle a fire, and that means the fire of anger, b'chol moshvo seichem b'yayim ha-Shabbos. And I think you're getting pretty angry.
I'm not getting angry. No, it's not my fault. It's Shlomi's fault.
There you go again. You remind me of that famous story with the Chofetz Chaim.
Which famous story, Ta? What famous story?
Well, if you two stop screaming at each other, I'll tell you. There was a man who once wrote a sefer about how bad anger is. And he brought it to the Chafetz Chaim for a haskama. He wanted the Chafetz Chaim to write a letter of approval. Well, the Chafetz Chaim looked through the sefer back and forth and he said, I don't know if I'm ready to write a haskama right now. The man said to the Chafetz Chaim, well, why can't you write me a haskama? So the Chafetz Chaim didn't give him a clear answer. He just said, well, not now. You know what happened to this man? He blew up. This beautiful work about how terrible it is to get angry. Why can't you give me a letter that's a good work? Hey, huh? Why can't you? You wrote your letter, but now you wrote your sefer about not speaking Lashon Hara, right? Hey, what's mad? What are you scared of? What are you worried about? Can you please calm down? I am calm. Can you please stop shouting? I'm not shouting. Can you please not get angry? I'm not angry. Well, let me explain to you what my problem is, the Chafetz Chaim told him. It's true, I wrote a work about how terrible it is to speak Lashon Hara. But you know something? For 40 years, I was careful never ever to speak one word of Lashon Hara, nothing negative, about anyone else, because I have no right to put anything down on paper unless I'm up to it myself. Now, indeed, you made a beautiful work over here about how terrible it is to get angry, but I have a feeling that you yourself haven't quite mastered this midah yet.
Oh, Ta, I guess you're right when I was screaming that I'm not angry. I must have sounded as foolish as that person did.
Anyway, Isaac, can I talk to you for a minute? Shlomi, do me a favor, get the soda from the refrigerator.
But Ta, I just can't take it with Shlomi. Every time I say something, he has to say the opposite.
So why do you have to argue with him? Why can't you just agree with him?
But it doesn't make sense what he says. He says such foolish things.
Did I ever tell you the story of the duck?
The duck? No.
I'll try to make it quick before he comes back with the soda. This is the Baal Shem Tov's Mashal. The king's son was once overwhelmed with some kind of an illness.
What was it?
He woke up one morning and something went into his head that he is a duck.
A duck?
That's right. He took off his clothes and jumped into the royal pond. And he started splashing around with all the other ducks, saying, quack, 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 quack. The king first thought it was some kind of a joke, and he said,
Alexander, how amusing! Now would you please come out of there? You're going to catch a cold!
Quack, 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 quack.
Stop it already! Come out!
Quack, 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 quack.
First they thought that it would pass. But one day passed, 2 days passed. The prince wouldn't come out of the pond. He just kept splashing around saying quack, quack.
Oh my, what did the king do?
He hired psychologists and psychiatrists.
Were they invented yet in those days?
Well, I'm not sure, but people that did those kind of jobs. All the wise men of the kingdom. And they tried to explain to the king's son.
But prince, you must understand that you are not a duck. You are a person.
And what did the prince say?
Quack, 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 quack.
I should have realized that.
Till one day a very wise man came and said, let me handle this. He took off his clothes and he jumped into the pond also. The prince said to him,
quack, quack, what are you doing, quack, quack?
What I'm doing, quack, quack? I'm also a duck.
You're also a duck, quack, quack?
Yes, I'm also a duck. You think you're the only duck in the kingdom? I'm also a duck.
So, for 2 whole days, they went splashing and quack, quacking together. At the end of the 2 days, the wise man began to wrap himself in a blanket and come out of the pond for a few minutes each day.
Quack, quack, what are you doing?
Ducks sometimes come out of the pond.
They do? Oh.
Then, after a couple of days, he came out of the pond for a day or two. And slowly he started to talk, and slowly he started to eat. And every single time the prince asked him, what are you doing? He would say, well, ducks sometimes eat, and sometimes live like normal beings. And that's how he coaxed the prince to slowly get out of the pond, and sooner or later, the prince was as normal as everyone else is.
What is the point of the mashal?
You don't always argue on every little thing. Sometimes, if your brother says the rain is too sharp, fine, it's too sharp. If he says it's cold outside, fine, it's too cold outside. Agree with him. If you agree with him, then you establish a relationship with him. And if you establish a relationship with him, then there's peace and harmony in the house. And eventually, you have an input on him and you can correct him. But if every little thing he says you start snapping and arguing about, I'm afraid...
My brother's gonna remain a duck?
Yes. Now here he comes.
This soda's too sweet.
No, it's... I mean, it is, yeah. Ah, it's too sweet. You want some seltzer?
Sure, I want seltzer. How come you're not arguing with me?
Because if you say it's too sweet, it's too sweet.
Oh. Want to come to shul and learn together a few hours?
Sure, I'd love to learn with you. I see it's working already.
Enjoy. Good Shabbos.
Quack, quack.